This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. I have something to get off my chest. Despite this entire show being based around therapy sessions, I had never actually gone to therapy before starting it. I consulted with a psychologist for the scripts, but I wasn't in therapy myself. And because of that, I was carrying around all this stuff. Anxiety, stress, sadness, and it was really weighing me down. Bottling everything up for so long was making me really unhappy, and I finally realized that I needed someone to help me sort through all the stressors, big and small, that were making my life hard. And it was writing this show that finally got me into therapy, and things have been so much better ever since. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/staystrange today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/staystrange.
Hello.
Good morning, Robert.
Well, what do you want?
I'm merely checking in.
Do you have to do it every fucking morning?
I take it nothing's changed.
Why would I tell you if it had?
Because, Damien, you're not an idiot. If your power comes back, you know we'll know. Best to be up front.
Says you.
Has it come back?
No.
I didn't think so. Any change whatsoever?
No.
Well, that's very disappointing, isn't it?
If you care so much, why don't you try to actually help me?
I'm checking in, aren't I? That counts.
You calling every morning at 6 a.m. does not count as helping. I think I'd call it harassment.
Yes, well, you would recognize that behavior, wouldn't you? You kept calling on Joan at all hours of the day after she tried to refer you to another therapist. I'll defer to your expert opinion on what constitutes harassment.
Hey, I was looking for help. You're looking for an asset.
Were you looking for help, Robert, or were you just bored?
I was looking for help alleviating my boredom.
Oh, of course.
How about we just agree that if something changes, I'll call you. In the meantime, let me sleep in.
Oh, please. I'm not going to trust you to reach out.
I thought you said you'd know.
Besides, if I can't keep you at the facility, this is the next best thing.
If you wanted to keep me so bad, why didn't you?
My superiors didn't like it. I'm sure they'll change their minds when you have your ability back.
I wouldn't hold your breath on that, sweetheart. I'm just your average Joe now.
You can still feel the edges of others' consciousness. I'd say that's a little beyond average.
Yeah, a little good it does me. Well, this has been, charming, as always. But I'd like to go back to bed now, so...
Robert, don't you know the early bird gets the worm? You need to get out there, seize the day, especially now that you can't live off of your ability.
Yeah, thanks for the reminder.
Really, you should be grateful for these wake-up calls. I'm trying to help you adjust to your new existence, and the sooner you feel 100%, the sooner your ability will come back.
You really think so?
Only one way to find out. Now get out there and take control back.
Psychopath. Fine. Where's the... Oh, God damn it.
Fine, okay, I'm leaving. Okay, no need to get hostile.
Asshole.
Getting into trouble again?
Fuck with the... What are you doing here?
I live here.
What, at this 7-Eleven?
In the neighborhood. What are you doing here?
I also live here. Not the 7-Eleven.
Do you?
Yes. What?
Nothing. It's just...
What, didn't picture me in such a nice part of town?
No, I wasn't particularly picturing you anywhere.
Yeah, well, I own a place around the corner. I mean, technically, you know. The landlord signed it over to me. They may have regretted it after the fact.
But... Ah, I see. Small world, I guess.
Yeah. Small world. How long have you lived here?
A few years.
Uh-huh. Wadsworth hasn't sent you to look after me?
Believe it or not, Damien, my living situation is not actually based on your whereabouts.
I wouldn't put it past her.
Yes, well, speaking of, I need to be getting to work. You don't have any bags. What were you doing in there?
I ran out of coffee.
Did the store run out too?
What?
You don't have any coffee.
Ah, yeah, that. Well, it seems that normal people have to, you know, pay for things. Kind of forgot about that pesky little detail.
Damien.
What?
Are you out of money?
Well, it's not like I was exactly building my investment portfolio, now was I?
If you need help getting a job, that's something the AM can
help. Spare me the sales pitch, okay? I'll figure something out. I always do.
Wait! Wait.
What?
Here.
I don't want your money.
Just take it. You shouldn't starve.
It's just coffee. I'll be fine.
So you've got a stocked fridge at home? We shouldn't have kicked you out of the facility like that. We're supposed to help you, but Wads... Just take it.
Fine.
You're welcome.
Dickhead.
Hello?
Mark! Ah, Mark.
Damien, what the hell are
you... I still have Dr. B's phone number.
She's not home right now.
Yeah, I know. Of course I know. She works. She's got one of those thingamajigs, the job. But you're home.
Yeah. Are you drunk?
Yeah, I think I am. I haven't gotten drunk in so long. You know, I stopped because it was... You know what? I don't think I've ever actually had a legal drink until today. You know, by the time I was 21, I knew I didn't like it, so.
What made you change your mind?
Nah, it doesn't matter now. Before, it made it hard to stay in control, you know? I get sloppy, not as smart. You can't be sloppy when you can do what I can do. Well, do what I did. Hey, I can't do it anymore, so it doesn't matter. I can get drunk now because it doesn't matter what I want. Just like you said, it makes fuck all difference.
Well, nothing says sloppy better than getting drunk before noon, so... say you're on the right track if you're trying to make up for those missed years.
How would you know? You know, I have a hard time believing that the Boy Scout had a misspent youth.
Well, and let's say that I'm making up for lost time, too.
What? Are you drunk?
No, I... not yet.
But it's the middle of the day.
Yeah, so what's your excuse?
I have an excuse. Today is a special day. There are exceptions.
Why? Why is today special?
Yeah, I wasn't planning on getting drunk. I mean, I never do anything today. I just let it go by every single year.
Damien, what?
But then Agent Green, he handed me a wad of cash, and I thought, hey, why not go spend this on an expensive bottle of bourbon instead of being practical? That'd really piss him off. It took me a while to find a place that didn't ask for ID because, you know, I don't have one.
Agent Green gave you money? What do you...
Sure did. He basically threw it at me on the sidewalk. I didn't even ask. Yeah, I mean, it wasn't me. I didn't do anything. He was just being... nice? Was he being nice?
What, are you working for the AM now?
No. They don't want me. They don't want me. And you don't want me. But who the fuck cares? I don't need any of you anyway.
Why are you calling?
Bored.
Okay, well, I should get back to it then, so...
Back to what? Drinking yourself into oblivion?
Is that what you think I'm doing?
I know you, Mark.
No, you fucking don't. God. After all this, you didn't learn anything, did you? You've been out for a month and Now you call and you won't even fucking apologize.
Is that what you want? You want me to apologize?
I want you to... God, I don't know. I don't even know what I expected from you. I don't know even why I'm still talking to you.
No. Don't hang up. Just... You know what it's like, Mark. You know what it's like to not feel your ability, and I just... It's awful. It's so awful, and you could be just a little bit more sympathetic about it.
Fucking hell. Did you call for pity, for a shoulder to cry on?
I've been a shoulder for you.
No, you've been in the room as I relive traumas that you pulled out of me. Witnessing someone's pain isn't the same as comforting them through it. You really didn't learn anything from November, did you? Or from being at the AM?
That place is horrible.
I know. I didn't want that for you. I don't want that for anybody. But you tried to kidnap a kid, Damien, and you... God, and you know what? No, I'm done.
No. Come on. I wasn't going to actually do anything to him.
Yeah, and Sam? What would you have done to her? What would you have made her do?
Nothing. I wouldn't have gone through with anything. It was just...
A threat.
A means to an end. I wouldn't have hurt her. You know that.
Do I know that? How could I?
You know my bark is worse than my bite.
Your bark is your bite, Damien. Your words matter. I'm sorry you're having a hard time right now, but... You're dangerous, Damien. It doesn't matter that you say you wouldn't have gone through with it. Just the fact that you thought it and that you could have done something, could have made her do something.
Having this ability isn't easy. You know that firsthand.
And you're clearly ill-equipped to have it, so maybe it's better that you don't have it anymore. You've used it to justify so much.
Anyone would do the same.
No, they wouldn't, Damien. They wouldn't. God, that's the whole point. It's not your ability, it's you. Just because people call you a monster doesn't mean you're obligated to become one.
Mark.
Go chug some water and sleep it off, Damien. Goodbye.
Fuck.
God, you look terrible.
Hello to you too.
Sorry, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I just, little hungover.
It's 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
It was a rough morning.
Yikes, what happened?
What do you think happened? I drank half a bottle of bourbon, drunk dialed. Then I took a nap and a cold shower, and now I'm here, and I've got a headache, so can we skip all the probing questions about the AM for today?
Jeez, cool it on the attitude. Here, coffee.
Oh, God bless you.
So, drunk dialed an ex. I've been there.
You're 19.
Okay, so I sugar high dialed an ex. It's basically the same thing.
He's not an ex. I mean, he's not... It was never like that.
Ah, gotcha. Not an ex-boyfriend, just an ex-something?
Yeah, something.
What happened with you guys?
What did I say about the probing questions?
This isn't about the AM.
Yeah, it sort of is.
What do you mean?
Just drop it, Rose.
Okay, sheesh. Are you sleeping all right?
A bit better now that I'm out of that place.
No more nightmares?
I said better, not perfect.
Right. Well, hopefully that'll change soon.
Yeah, what are we doing here?
There's someone I want to introduce you to.
Okay.
Someone who I think will be able to help.
Look, if it's someone from the AM, you know I'm not interested.
Of course it's not. I may have had a good experience there, but that doesn't mean they aren't doing sketchy stuff. I believe you.
Oh. Thank you.
Well, it is a bit easier to believe someone when you can see inside their head.
Yeah, I wouldn't be too sure. You only got into one dream that doesn't show you everything.
Why, are you hiding something? Something other than being experimented on by people who were supposedly there to help you?
Aren't we all hiding something? I mean, can we ever really know another person?
Oh, don't be cute.
It's an honest question. How are things going with Emily?
Fine.
Have you told her yet?
That's none of your business.
So that's a no then? Kind of proves my point.
I don't know why I even told you about her in the first place.
Because I'm the only atypical you know that you're not related to?
God, yeah, that's true. But you said you know others. When are you going to introduce me?
I'm not exactly on speaking terms with them at the moment.
Oh, really? Does that have something to do with the things you may or may not be trying to hide, or your ex-something?
I said leave it alone, all right? What about this person who's going to help me? They must know other atypicals.
Yeah, but there's a whole confidentiality thing.
Wait. Why are we meeting here? Why this park? Who is this person?
She works just over there. But she's meeting us out here just to be safe. I'm not sure what that means.
Oh, fuck. You gotta be kidding me.
What?
Shit.
Who is it?
My shadow. What?
Do you always answer the phone in such a hostile manner?
Caller ID is such a beautiful thing.
You've had quite the eventful day, haven't you?
Not particularly.
What did you and Agent Green chat about?
Excuse me?
What did he say to you?
Who says we talked at all?
I know you spoke to him this morning at around 6:30 a.m.
Jesus Christ, are you having me followed?
What did you talk about?
Convenience store coffee.
I'm sorry?
Guess we both go for shitty 7-Eleven coffee. I'd say I was surprised. I would have thought your boy there would go for the fancy pour-over place that just opened up in our neighborhood.
Our neighborhood?
Yeah. Looks like we might run into each other from time to time. Small world, huh?
Agent Green lives on the opposite side of town.
What?
Thank you, Damien. This has been very informative.
Glad to be of service.
I don't think it's a good idea for you to be talking to Rose Atkinson.
Did you implant a tracker in me or something? Oh my God, wait, did you?
Rose is an excellent example of the good the AM can do. We don't want you poisoning her against us.
Rose can make up her own damn
mind. Stay out of it, Damien. Go adjust to your new life. Get a job, get proper identification. Rejoin society. Put all of this behind you.
Yeah, no thanks.
Don't say I didn't warn you.
We done?
I highly doubt it.
Great. I'll look forward to your call at ass o'clock in the morning tomorrow.
Excellent.
Ta-ta.
Oh, Robert.
God, what?
Happy birthday.
Fuck you.
Who is that?
No one.
Okay, Mr. Mysterious.
I should go.
What? No, come on. She'll be here any second.
Yeah, I don't think this is a good idea.
She's cool, I promise. She worked with tons of people like us.
Yeah, I know.
What?
Never mind. I have a feeling that she won't be able to help me.
Okay, if you don't want to work with her, that's fine. But just please stay and tell her what you've told me about the AM. She needs to know. She might be able to do something. Plus, she's expecting you.
She's expecting me.
After we got coffee that first time, I told her that I knew somebody who had potentially sketchy information about the AM. She was very interested. That's why we're meeting out here. I think she already knows the AM is not on the up and up and just needs some more concrete proof. You're the proof. So please stay. I hate to disappoint.
Oh, I am most definitely going to disappoint.
What? Oh, there she is.
Hey, Dr. B.
As 2017 draws to a close, myself and the rest of the Bright Sessions would like to extend a special and heartfelt thank you to all of our patrons on Patreon. We don't exaggerate when we say we couldn't make the show without you. Your generous contributions help us pay our actors, our sound designer and composer, grants us the ability to occasionally record in a real studio when we need to, and go to events where we get to meet you in person. Like PodCon just a few weeks ago, which was easily a major highlight of our year. It was amazing meeting some of you there face to face. Not only are we grateful for the financial support you provide, but we're also so thankful for the community you've helped us build. You share your love and enthusiasm with us, and in return, we get to share more of ourselves and how the show is made. Getting to tell all of you about the realities of making the show and sharing exciting news when I can is one of the greatest joys I have in writing the Bright Sessions. So, From the bottom of our hearts, thank you. Episode 46 was written and directed by Lauren Shippen and produced by Misha Stanton. The voice of Damien is Charlie Ian. The voice of Wadsworth is Alex Marshall Brown. The voice of Agent Green is Ian McEwen. The voice of Mark is Andrew Nowak. And the voice of Rose is Alana Fox. Our music is composed and performed by Evan Cunningham. Along with our patrons, we'd like to thank Hank Green, Jeffrey Craner, Joseph Fink, and the McElroys for letting us be a part of the very first PodCon. And, as always, thank you to Elizabeth Laird and Elizabeth and Matthew Harrington, who do so much for the show way behind the scenes. The Bright Sessions will return in 2 weeks on January 10th, 2018. Until then, happy holidays, a happy new year, and of course, stay strange.